Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samachay, this is the second shiur in the Daf. We're starting from Daf Samachay and Beis the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Machalayis Asad V'nasalei Mixes Damim. If you sell them a field and you give them part of the money, V'amalei Emesei Shetirtza V'emayis Atulah Shalcha. Whenever you want, bring the rest of the money and then you'll get the field. Also, it's also to do this. So the Gemara is Masbir that what the issue is depends on what he does. If he says that whenever you bring the rest of the money, then you'll be kainit, till now you're not kainit, then the meicher is allowed to eat the peiris because it's still his. If the lekeich were to eat the peiris, even though he's not kainit yet, so that's ribis because the lekeich is eating the peiris now, b'schar, that he gave some of the money earlier. But if he says, l'chimaisis k'ni me'achshav, then neither of them could eat the peiris. You have to eat mishalshin l'sa peiris. You have to leave the peiris by a shlish. Because we don't know what's going to happen. If the lekeich ends up giving the rest of the money, so kumdais l'mafreya belonged to the lekeich. So if the meicher eats the peiris, why is the meicher eating the peiris if l'mafreya belonged to the lekeich? Elamai, because the lekeich didn't pay the rest of the money. So because the lekeich didn't pay the rest of the money, the lekeich withheld the money, the meicher got the peiris, so that's ribis, because he's eating the peiris, b'schar dam tanis mei, so the lekeich's not paying right away. And if the lekeich were to eat the peiris, so then you'll have a problem. What if the lekeich doesn't come up with the money? So in the end, the mechir is going to be batal. So the meicher is going to return the money the lekeich gave to the lekeich. So what's the pshat that the lekeich ate the peiris and never was his? It was b'schar that he lent the meicher the mice, because the mice ends up in mafrei being alva. He lent the meicher the mice, and he ate the peiris b'schar of the alva. That's schar m'tanas mice. So in that case, the lekeich will be asur. So since we don't know what's going to happen, if the lekeich ends up paying the money, so then only the lekeich can eat the peiris. The meicher is not allowed to eat the peiris. And if the lekeich does not end up paying the money, so then fakert. Only the lekeich can eat the peiris. The meicher is not allowed to eat the peiris. So since we don't know what's going to happen, we have to mishalshen as a peiris. We have to leave the peiris b'yat shlish. And if the lekeich ends up paying the money, so then we'll give them to the lekeich. And if he does not, we'll give them then to the meicher. So in the Mishnah and the Sugya HaGemara, there's two possibilities of ribis. Whenever the meicher is not chal right away, the lekeich gave part of the money now, but he only is going to receive the mecher, the kinyan's only going to be chal when he brings the rest of the money. So then it's okay if the mecher eats the peiris, because it's the mecher, so it belongs to the mecher. The mecher is the one supposed to be eating the peiris. But if the lekeich were to eat the peiris, so the lekeich is only eating the peiris because he paid early. So that's aganotar. Or if the mecher doesn't end up being chal at all, so the lekeich is only eating the peiris because the mecher is using his money. That's mamish ribis. So in the case where it's not chal right away, there, the meicher could eat the peiris, but it's ribis if the lekeich eats the peiris. In the case where it's chal me'akshav, that whenever the lekeich brings the money, it's his lemafreya, so then the lekeich could eat the peiris, like in the case where he says that it's chal no matter what, and the money is just alva, so the lekeich could eat the peiris, why not? It's his. But the meicher can't eat the peiris, because that's aganotar. The meicher is only eating the peiris, because the lekeich didn't pay him yet. And that's why when it's a suffix, what's going to happen? If the pshat is if he brings the money, he gets it me'akshav. And if he doesn't bring the money, he doesn't get it at all. So we don't know who owns the field. And either way, if the lekeich owns the field, then the meicher has money by the lekeich, because the lekeich didn't pay for the field yet fully. And if it's the meicher is the one that owned the field, so fakert, then the money that lekeich paid him is alva. So either way, is a problem of ribis. That's why Mishal Shana said peiris. Now the shaila is this ribis in this sugya, is it ribis dairaisa or ribis derabanan? Is this ribis ktsutsa or is this avak ribis? So there are two cases. One case when the meicher is eating the peiris, and one case when the lekeich is eating the peiris. So in the case where the lekeich is eating the peiris, and the problem with the ribis is that maybe he won't come up with the rest of the money, and it comes out that the money is alva, So that's like a classic case of mishkanta, which we mentioned a few times early in the parak in the Ikkar Sugyos and Daf Samach Zayin. Now, as if the lekech paid part of the money, and the vayli is eating the payers, and if he doesn't come up with the rest of the money, the field goes back and the money goes back. So essentially, when he doesn't come up with the rest of the money, what happened was the money's alva, and what's the field? The field is like a mashkin. He's paid money, he's taking over the field. If he doesn't come up with the rest of the money, he has to give the field back and get the money back. So it's like alva with the mashkin. It's like mashkanta b'loy nekaisa. And that's a machlekes emaron. If it's ribis ksutso avek ribis, it's a machlekes yishenim, it's a machlekes why it's avek ribis on the tzad, it's avek ribis. Rashi had said already earlier, by the case of Rashi said that the reason why it's avek ribis is because we don't know for sure that the payers will come. He said that also on Daf Samach Beizim and Beiz. The reason why it's avek ribis, the reason why it's ein mitzimi ma'avol loiv, like the Gemara says, is because it's not a ribis boy. We don't know for sure if the payers will come. That's Rashi's sheet to why it's avek ribis. There's another sheet that any mashkanta is a pshat. It does blibe a kinyan lizman. It blibes like you were kind of the payers lizman. And mele midirais, it's not considered alvo with ribis. Midirais is considered like you bought the field and then you sold it back. Al kaponim, that's a machlekes rishayim alacha lemaisa. If it's considered ribis ksutz avek ribis, that's a shaila mashkanta. Beis Hashem, we'll see that more in Daf Samach Zayin. But I wanted to shtel zech the other way. The case where he paid part of the money, and it was kni me'achshav, and when he brings the rest of the money, then he can eat the payers. The meicha is going to eat the payers, even though the lekech was kind it right away. But since the lekech didn't pay for it fully, so he allows the meicha to eat the payers. There, yesh la'ayin is a ribis ksutzo or avak ribis. The Rambam in Perek Vavol Chismul Valacha Vav, he's mefurish in that case is also ribis ksutzo. And as I mefurish date in the Ridva and the Meiri here, that this is a case of ribis ksutzo, also the Sefer Atrumis. But the Arzurua Ifinart, he says that it's a case of avak ribis. He says all the cases are a case of avak ribis, including that case. Now that's not a case of mashkanta. The other pshat is the lekeach bought the field, and the meich is continuing to eat the payers of the field until the lekeach pays the rest of the money. So the gdulei truma asks a kasha. It's on the sefer truma. The sefer truma is in Shari Mem Vav Chelik Beis Ais Tes. The gdulei truma ifinot. The sefer truma had said that that's a case of ribis derais, the ribis ksutza. So, Fekdik Dule Chuma, why isn't that a case of Ribbis Derech Mecher? There's no Alva here. Shazel Kech bought the field, he paid for part of the field, he bought the field. And because he's paying late, so the Meich is continuing to eat the payers. So that should mamish be like the case that we have on the earlier in this blot of Marim Dan Ala Mecher, which everyone says is Avak Ribbis. Even if you're at ice, even if you spoke out, if you pay now, you get 10 zuz. If you pay later, it's 12 zuz. It's still a case only of avak ribis. And the reason is because it's derech mecher. You're being married ben ala mecher. It's not alva, it's a mecher. So the shayli is here also. The lekech's buying the field. He owes him money because of the field that he bought. And because he's not paying right away, the mecher is eating the payers. Why isn't that a case of ribis derech mecher? How could the rishayim say that it's ribis ksutza? Maybe that's good for the pshat and the arzurua why it's not ribis ksutza. But the Rambam and the Ritva and the Meiri, they all paskin that it's Ribis Ksutza and the Sefer Chumis and the Beis Yosef brings it down. But what's the pshat? How could it be Ribis Ksutza? Why isn't it a classic case of Ribis Derech Mecher? He owes him the money for the field. He's paying later for the Mecher. And because he's paying later, he's laying the Mecher to pay us. This should be Ribis Derech Mecher. How could it be Ribis Ksutza? So the Sefer Chumis has two Terutzim, and I think it's very sadistic. The two terutzim to understand exactly the chiluk between ribis derech mecher and ribis derech alva. First teretz he says is like this. He says the case here was that initially he wasn't given permission to pay later. Initially he was supposed to pay the whole thing now. Lemaisa, after he made the kinyan, then he got permission from the mecher to pay later, and the mecher is going to continue eating the payers until he pays. So when you initially said that you're allowing him to pay later if he pays more, So then the payment is a payment of mecher. That's a mecher payment, because you're ready when you made the mecher. That was from the tenoya mecher to pay later. So then the payment is a mecher payment. So you don't have ribbis on a mecher payment. It's only avek ribbis. But here, with the initial thing, it's l'chayin akimt in this gemar, haka b'maya skinon, that they made up really to pay right away. And then he extended the time to pay as long as the mecher could continue eating the payers. So he says, that's ke'ilu hilvam loy. That's like he made a new alva. So a mail of the payment is not called a mecher payment, because mitzad the mecher was supposed to pay right away. That now turned into alva. That's like zakvan alva milva. That's ke'ilu hilvam loy. That becomes alva. Chayitza chidish, that's an akimta nis gemara. That the Rishayim say it's ribis ksutza, but only be in the case where they didn't originally have this upmach that you're going to pay later, but the mecher is going to continue eating until you pay. So Meila mitzad the mecher, he had to pay right away. He extended the time, the extension of the time, that's a nai alva. And Meila can have ribis ksutza here. So lefi this teretz, the difference between mecher and alva is, what was mechayev the money? If the alva was mechayev the money, then it's ribis ksutza. If the mecher was mechayev the money, mechayev the payment to be paid back, and the extra would be avek ribis. And here, you don't say that's the mecher, that's mechayev the money, because the mecher was mechayev betzim right away. That you're paying later, that's a new thing, a new tray that you made up, not mitzad the mecher, that's ki'ilu, it's a new alva. So now the mechayev of the chayev is alva, not a mecher. And then he says a second teretz, that when the pshat is that the agar nota goes around in the price of the mecher, when I'm charging you for the mecher, the price is a higher price because you're paying later, but the ribis that I'm paying is the pshat, it's the price of the mecher. It becomes a chelik of the price of the mecher. That's why it's not ribis ksusa. That's why ribis derech mecher. Even though I'm paying extra because of aganata, be'etzim etzad the mecher, if I would pay right away, I would pay less. And now I'm paying more because I'm paying later. But still, the ribis gate their ayin into the price of the mecher. The price of the mecher includes the extra because of the aganata. It's considered that now the product is more expensive because you're including an aganata into the price of the product. But zakta by the field, where the mecher is continuing to eat the payris, calls man the lekech, didn't pay for the field, you can't say the payris that are coming from the field is a chelik of the price of the field. That has nothing to do with the price of the field. The price is the money he's paying. That's the price. The payris are just ach v'rach for the aganotar. You're not paying the payris of the field as a payment of the field. All it is the pshat that kol zman you don't pay. So for withholding the payment of the field, I'm still eating the payris. So kum dais, this extra thing that I'm getting, the achilas payris, that's not the price of the field. That's pure aganotar. That's just the price of the amtanus mois. So b'chai gav netzribis ksutza. So in the gedulei tshumah second teretz, the chilev tin alva and mecher is not in the etzim chayiv. That's not the vart. Here the etzim chayiv is a chayiv of mecher. But still you can have ribis ksutza. The chilek is in the extra, in the aganotar, in the ribis. Is the ribis also the part of the price of the mecher? Part of what the thing costs, because you're paying later, so now the thing itself costs more. That's avek ribis. The baal be'etzim is the price of the thing, even though you're charging extra because of the aganotar, but the extra gate derayin in the price, that's why it's not ribis deraisa. Now, shenkei by the field, you're not charging a higher price because he's paying later. The price is the price. You're letting the meicher eat the payris, calls man he doesn't pay. The meicher is withholding the karka and continuing to eat the payris until the lekeach comes and pays. So that achilas payris is not the price. That achilas payris is managed pure aganotar. That would be ribis deraisa. So according to the second teretz, the yisoid of ribis derech mecher is, in order to be ribis derech mecher, it has to be that goof gate derayin in the price of the mecher. If the ribis can't for any reason go into the price of the mecher, that'll be aganotar, even though the chayiv is a chayiv of mecher. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara brought the braisa, Tani Rav Safra beribis derech mecher. Rav Safra learned in the ribis derech mecher that pamim shishneim utarim pamim shishneim asurim. When you make a deal and you give part of the money, sometimes they both could eat the payers. Sometimes neither of them could eat the payers. Sometimes the meicher could eat the peiris and the lekeach cannot. The buyer could eat the peiris, the seller can't. On your Rava Mesrei, Rava explained, when is the case pam shishnei mutar? When are they both mutar? Domle kni kishir zuzach. When you say that you're paying part of the money, and the kinyan right now should be in the amount of the money. Pam shishnei masur, domle lechimaisis kni me'achshav. Like we explained, when you don't know whether there's going to be a kinyan or not, he pays part of the money, and when he brings the rest of the money, lemafeil, there'll be a kinyan, so neither of them could eat it. The meicher can't eat it because maybe he will bring the money. And then the only reason why the meicher ate the peiris is because of the agan notar, that he didn't pay the full thing right away. The lekeach can't eat it because maybe he won't bring the, maybe the lekeach will not bring the rest of the money. So kum dais, it never was a mechira. So kum dais, why is the lekeach eating from the meicher's field? Because the lekeach gave him money, which lemafrei was alva, and that's ribis. Pamim of meicher mutav lekeach aser. It's when you bring the money, then you'll be kainit. So the meicher could eat it because it belongs to the meicher. The lekeach cannot, because just in case the lekeach doesn't end up giving the money, the lekeach will have been eating the meicher's peiris b'schar, what turned out to be alva. Hashegin the meicher, he could eat it because either way it belongs to him. Even if he ends up buying the field, it's not aganat because it belongs to the meicher. And Pam Shal Kech Mutter Umeicher Aser, Damalei Kni Me'akshav. The case with the Kech's Mutter and the Meicher's Aser, when he tells him the Kenyan is yours, no matter what, Vizuzoi Levi Avogabach, and the money will be a milva. So there's no suffix, it definitely belongs to the Kech. If the Meicher would eat it, so then the reason why he's eating is because the Kech didn't pay in full. That's Aganatar. And the Kech's allowed to eat it because the Zichah belongs to him. The Rashba reads us that you don't have to actually say Kni Ma'akshav Azuzi Levi Avogabach. If you stam sell a field and he pays part of it, Avadi is kind of right away. Avadi, the fact he didn't pay for the whole thing, is not Ma'akav the Kinyan. He happens to owe the money. Now, in the case of Shneim Mutarim, where it says Kni Kishir Zuzeich, so he's kind of part of the field now and part of the field when he brings it, Rashi says that they're both Mutar, which means that the lekeach eats the peiris, the amount of what he bought, and the meicher eats the peiris of the rest of the field. And as they state in the Rosh, and as they state in the Rambam, and as they state in the Tur, and as they state in the Shulchan Aruch, that when he says, Kni kishir zuzeich, the lekeach eats the peiris kafi what he bought, and the meicher eats all the rest. Now the Torah's Chaim is bothered. The Lashon of Shnei Mutar means that you're allowed to make a deal that either one could eat. And he says that the svar is that way. Because what's wrong if the meicher eats all the peiris or the lekeach eats all the peiris? Why would that be ribis? There's no halva here. There's absolutely no halva here. You're paying for the karka that you're buying now, and the rest of the karka, when you bring the money, if and when you bring the money, you'll get it then. So there's absolutely no aganot there. Whatever you're kind of now, you paid for now. Whatever you kind of later, you'll pay for later. If you don't bring the money later, you won't be kind of that later. There's no havamin of aganotar here. So even if they would make up that until it's settled, until he brings the rest of the money, the meicher could eat all the payers, or they'll make up the lekeach could eat all the payers. But it wouldn't be ribbis. There's no alva. He's not eating the payers because of any aganotar. There is no aganotar. He's paying for what he bought now. He's paying for what he'll buy later. He's paying later. He's not paying early, he's not paying late. So he's bothered, why did Rashi and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, why did they say that the lekeach eats kefshir ma'isav and the meicher eats all the rest? Shnei mutarim is kepshutai. You can make up the meicher eats everything, you can make the lekeach eats everything. So the Pnei Yeshua says, ein hachinami, avad in hilchas ribis, you can make up whatever you want. All the Rashi and the Rishonim and the Paiskam are saying is if they didn't make up anything, so then Avad the Lekech eats Kishir Ma'isav because he bought that part of the field, and the Meicher eats all the rest because he didn't buy that part of the field. It's not a Din Hilchus Rivas, it's a Din Hilchus Mekach HaMem, a Din Hilchus Gzela, that the Lekech gets the Peiris Kishir Ma'isav, and the Meicher gets all the rest. So I pass him the Shardaya, at the end of the Shar Mishpah and Chayshah Mishpah, the Shardaya has on Yeridaya, on Hilchus Rivas, He passes the halacha l'maisa when the Shulchan Aruch says the lekeich eats kashir maisa, the mech eats all the rest. That means I'm in a stam. If they didn't make up anything, that's what you do. Avad, if they want to make up the lekeich eats all the payers, he could do that. They want to make the mech eats all the payers, he could do that. There is no halva. There is no aganata in that case. Now, in the case of shneim asurim, the Raja points out a gavaldi gazach. Because the Gemara says, Mishal Shlem is a payers. The only eitz is to give the payers over to a third party. The Gemara early in Daf Samach Gimel, when the Gemara first introduced Rabbi Yehuda of Tzanechet Beribis that the Gemara discusses here, the Gemara brought a brisa that says the following. Somebody owed somebody a man, and he gave him his field as a possible payment for the mana. If the Meicha continues eating the payers, so it's mut, it's not ribis. But if the Lekech eats the payers, and then he's going to pay back the loan and get the field back, so come takes the payers a ribis, it's a shayla of aganata. And Abhu Daimer, Avizman shall Lekech eichel payers mutter. Even if the Lekech eats the payers, it's mutter. And the Gemara says, because Abhu Daos sadechet beribis is mutter. But the Gemara there says like this. The Gemara says, my benai, omra bayit sadechet beribis ake benai. That the shayla is sarechet beribis, because Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter, because it's only a suffix of a coming day ribis. And that's the way the Gemara here seems to learn. For since if the field will end up staying by the lekeach, so then it won't be ribis, because then lemafreyo belong to lekeach, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a problem of ribis. And the Rabbanan hold, no, even sarechet beribis, on the tzad that the lekeach does pay back, I mean the meicher does pay back, and then lemafreyo, he didn't buy the field at all, then it'll be ribis, so sarechet beribis is aser. But Rava says, Ribis al-Manas l'hachzirik y'beinayim. Rava says that even Rabbi Yehuda is not matir, that's how Rashi learns in Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda is not matir when it's just a tzarech of Ribis. Rabbi Yehuda is matir when the case would be that if he ends up paying back, so the lekech will return all the payers. That's Rabbi Yehuda's matir. Not because it might not be Ribis, but what if it is Ribis? But the pshat is, on the tzad it's Ribis, he'll return all the payers. And Rabban hold even that's usher. Since the Maisi ate it Bateris Ribis, even though if it turns out to be Alva, he'll give back all the payers, but that's Ribis Almanas Lahagzer, and Ribis Almanas Lahagzer is also usher. So it's not so clear we paskin like. But Zagdir Ashba, that the Gemara here of Mashalshans that payers is Mefurish, or Ribis Almanas Lahagzer is usher. And that's why he paskins that way, and that's in a paskin paskin. Because why can't you say that one of the two eat the payers, the Kech eat the payers, the Meicher eat the payers, and if it comes out to be ribis, then they'll return it. Why do you have to mishalshon as the payers? You have to give it over to a third party. No one's allowed to touch the payers. They have to be biyad shlish in the storehouse. Bus efforts, let one of them enjoy the payers. And if it works out the other way, lamashal. Let's say the meicher could eat the payers. And when the lekeach comes up with the money, so then the meicher will give him back the payers. And if the lekeach doesn't come up with the money, so then, the meichel will just return the money, and he ate the payers kedin. And when the lekeach comes back with the money, and this lekeach some afreil, give him back the payers then. Or let's say the lekeach could eat the payers, and in case the lekeach doesn't come up with the money, so then the lekeach will return the payers to the meicher. If he comes up with the money, so then he ate the payers kedin, it was his lemafreil. And in case he doesn't come up with the money, so he'll return the payers to the meicher then. Since the Gemara didn't give this eitzah, the Gemara says, Mishalshanas at payers, Vaistes, we paskin, like Rava, that Ribis Amnas Lahachzir is also Aser. Thus state in the Rajba. Now, Taisus asks the Kash over there, what's the Pshat of Ribis Amnas Lahachzir? He says, why is it Ribis altogether? Like, let's say in our case, if the Meicher eats the payers, and the Ribis is, in case the lekeach doesn't end up paying the rest of the field, so the mafrei it's alva, and the payers are ribis. But if he's going to return the payers, so why is that ribis? L'chari, that's keren. L'chari, he's taking the alva that way. If you're going to deduct from the chayiv all the payers he ate, so why is that ribis with a chazara? That shouldn't be ribis altogether. That's the keren. So Taisa says, ein achinami. If you're going to count the achilas payers on the tzad that it's going to be a chayiv, you're going to count achilas payers to be a chelek of the parayin chayiv, you're going to deduct from the chayiv all the payers he ate, that's not ribis with a chazara, that's not ribis, that's parayin chayiv. The only time it's considered ribis al manas lahachzir is if the deal is that you first have to pay back the entire chayiv, and only then I'm going to return the ribis to you. So kundes, the payers are not pirayin chay. The payers is ribbis. I'm eating the payers b'scharim tonis mois. Now when is it pirayin chay, then I'll give back all the payers. But if you're going to use the payers as a deduction, that the pshat is the pirayin chay of gufa won't be connected how much payers I ate, that's not ribbis, that's pirayin chay. That's Karen. The only case is when the pshat is the deal is that you have to pay back the chay chayv, and then I'll return to you all the payers I ate. So that's ribbis, I'm not snags. It's not pirayin chayv because you have to pay back the rest of the chayv. But if the payers gufa could be considered as part of the pirayin chayv, you menaka the chayv al yedei the achilas payers, that's not ribbis b'chlal. Dosh Tein Taisus, and the Beis Yosef says, so who in the near it's that way? When it says Shneim Asurim, that's only when the deal is that you have to pay the entire chayv in full, and then you get repaid, then you get a refund of all the payers that he ate. But if the deal is that on either tzad, whatever, if the meich eats the payers and then the tzad that the mechira does go through, or when the lekeich eats the payers on the tzad that the mechira does not go through, the pshat is that the achilas payers gufa become a chelik of the pirayin chayv, that's not ribis amanaz lachzer. That's Karen, that's pirayin chayv. And as there's a pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Taz is bothered, so the whole Rashi was coming to say, why did we need Mishal Shana Sepayris? Ma'adach HaBesreit, so let one of them eat the payers and then return it. Is a raya that ribis amanaz lachzer is aser. So in fact, the Taz, if you're going to say that the Rashi himself also holds that being Menaka works and deducting the payers and the Chayv works, so you can have the same question. What do you need Mishal Shana Sepayris for? Let one of them eat the payers, and if it comes out to be a chayv, so he'll use the payers as a deduction. So the Taz wants him a chriach from this, and obviously the Rashba doesn't hold the oath that even the deduction is called ribis amanaz lahachzer. Lamaisa, he paskins halacha lamaisa, like Taisa says, it's not called ribis. But he says the shittas of Rashba is that even the deduction is also called ribis amanaz lahachzer. So he's bothered by the Beis Yosef. Why the Beis Yosef paskin? Why the Beis Yosef said that even according to the Rashba, the din is that you could deduct it. The whole Rashba is raya that since it says Mishal Shasa Peris and doesn't give you an Eitzah that you should just return it, you have the same raya, you should just give an Eitzah that you could just deduct it. But the Chavis Das time is that it's not Shaykh to argue on it. Avada, if you're just deducting the Achilles Peris and making that part of the Peroin Chayiv, there's no Haven, there's no Svar to say it's Ribbis. It can only be ribbis, like Taisa says, if the pshat is that you have to pay up the whole chayv and then you get a refund of the payers. Then you could say it's ribbis amanas lahagzir, because it's not part of the pirayin chayv, because you have to pay the chayv separately, and then you get a refund of the payers. That's ribbis amanas lahagzir. But if the payers gufa are going to go for the pirayin chayv, there's no having to say it's ribbis. So he says the pshat and the Rashba is like this. Avada, if you want the meichud or kech to eat the payers, b'tayris, p'rayin, chayiv, avada, you could do it. The Brice is not discussing that. The Brice is discussing if you want the meichud or kech to eat the payers, b'etzim, not b'tayris, p'rayin, chayiv. Now, the chiddush of mishalshanus of payers is that even if you want to make it, that they can't use those payers that you put b'yat shlish as a p'rayin, chayiv. They have to pay the chayiv separately, and then they'll get the payers. Ayidei Mishalshlin, you could do that. Ayidei letting the Meichur Lekech have the payers and saying that he has to return it on the tzad that it's not his and the tzad that it's avar the other way. That's aser. That's Ribbis Amanas Lahachzer. But Ayidei Mishalshlin, you could do it even if you're going to make it that you have to pay the chayiv separately from the payers. Because if you're going to say that they could take the payers and have the payers, and even when you could pay the chayv separately from the payers, it's fine as long as they return the payers in the end. So there's mamish no point of mishalshlin. You don't have to give it to a shlish. You give it to one of them. You give it to the meich. You give it to the kech. As long as they make up, they'll give it back. Since it says mishalshlin in them state, that if you want that the payers should not be considered part of the pirayin chayv, the only eitz is mishalshlin. But letting one of them have it, even though he'll give it back, that's your something that's lags, and that's us. But using the payers themselves as a deduction of chayiv, tiny to chayiv stas, is no shum havmina that it's ribbis. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Mishkan lo bayis, Mishkan lo sada. Someone owes somebody money, and he gives up his house or his field as a mashkin for the chayiv. V'amalayin, he tells them like this. The Malva tells him, I'm taking your field as a mashkin, and I want to make a deal with you, that if when you want to sell this field, you have to sell it to me with this price, with the price in Alva. Rashi says with a little bit more than the price in Alva. Taisa says exactly the price in Alva. Not negay ledina. But Al-Kapanim, he's making a smaller price, a cheaper price than what the field is cost. And he says, if you ever want to sell the field, you have to sell it to me at this price. In other words, if you don't want to sell the field, then you don't owe, you'll just owe me the chayiv. But if you do want to sell the field, then you have to sell it to me for a cheaper price. Also, that's also do that shribis. Because in Alva, you're selling him a field for a cheaper price. B'shev yeyen, but if you're saying that you have to sell it to me, b'davka, you can't sell it to anyone else, you have to sell it to me, but for the proper price, for the correct price, then mutter, then it's mutter. And we'll speak about that soon. But if you're selling it b'damim alalu, and that price is a cheaper price, that's awesome. So it is interesting that machlokes Rishonim on this inyan. There are two separate nidanim and the Rishonim, like we'll explain. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Muki Yosef, they have an aura like this. They bring a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that when you make such a Tanai, when you make a Tanai with somebody, that whenever you want to sell the field, you have to sell it to me at a certain price. And they were not talking about Alva. Stop, he made a deal with somebody. The deal was that whenever he sells his field, he has to sell it to him at a certain price. And the Gemara there says it was such a case, they made such a deal, and he ended up selling it to somebody else at a higher price. So one man, the Amr, said there that it goes to the first one at the lower price. And the next man, the Amr, Rav Yaakov ben Arpakeid, says that no, that he Balti got a higher price to the field. It's called Zuzian Su. He needed the money. He needed the money. Then as a din of an Einis, and male, the Tanai is not Kayim. The Lashon Rishonim is because the Tanai means in the normal circumstances. But here we could get more money for the field than otherwise. And he needs the money. That's not called the normal circumstance. And the male, it's like an einus. It's Marcus's lashon of zuzi and su. And male, the tanai is not kayim. And the Gemara paskens that way. Halacha l'maisa. And the Rif in Bava Basra in the seventh parak of Meis Kur brings down this Gemara. And the Rif learns. The Rishonim Malkabanim learned that even when he said me'achshav, the Rishonim say anusach. If he didn't say me'achshav, if he stopped made a deal with somebody, then whenever you sell your field, you have to sell it to me at a cheaper price. Stomach can't be kind of dvarim and not kind of, what's the kinyan? Elamai, he must have said me'achshav. He must have made a kinyan sudder that whenever you decide to sell the field, it goes to me at this price. And still it doesn't work because a tanai doesn't work when you say you're going to sell that price. You didn't realize you're going to get a more expensive price. And since you got a more expensive price, it's getting a shirayin and your tanai applies an oinus and me'mele you're not kind of. So for Egan the Rishonim, so what's the problem with ribbis here? Stam, the whole thing doesn't work. Stam, the whole thing is bottle. Zogin the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Arish, but the Ritva, that it doesn't matter. Even if the Tanai is not Mechayiv, but you made this Tanai, a kiyum of this Tanai is ribbis. En Echanami, it's not Mechayiv. En Echanami, it's not Mechayiv. But it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, you can't go make this Tanai, and you can't go and be Mechayiv this Tanai. The Ritva says even a bigger chiddush. The Ritva says it's ribbis ksutza. The Ritva says it's ribbis ksutza. Ah, you're not mechuyev to mekayim the tanai. The tanai is garnished. Zog the Ritva kol sha'ima va'oseh binyan ribbis is aser. The Ritva says l'mashal paisik ala peiris. That's avak ribbis. Malkaponim, he brings that raya. Paisik ala peiris. Ain't paisik ala peiris at shelo yotzah shar. When you go give money for peiris and it wasn't yotzah shar, there's no kinyan there, not even a mishapara. Moses ain't a kindness, not even a mishapara, because you don't have the peiris aren't available, like we spoke about this barichas in previous year. And still there's an iser. Why? Because that's what you made up. When you make up something verbally, even if it has no taikif at all, that makes it ribbis. So here also, when you made alva, and the deal of the alva is that when you want to sell the field, you have to sell it to me at a cheaper price, even though in Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat that deal is not Kayim, the garnish gezak, but Lamai said that's what you made up because of Alva. That's what makes the ribbis, and the dvar is even bigger chiddush. It's ribbis ksutza also because that's what you made up. It doesn't matter that it's not mechayev anything. But not only we shine him hold this way. The Hasagas Ravin and the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this halacha, Hasagas Ravin also asks the kasha. It's in Perek Zayin, Alacha Zayin, Hilchos Malan V'Leiva. The Ravid asks, where's the Kenyan here? How could it be awesome Mishum Ribbis? You say, like, Timkum, Liel, Bedam, Malalu. Who are the Kenyan? It's an Asmachta. There's no Kenyan Bechlau. And for the Ravid, we're talking about that you said Me'achshav. You said that in case you want to sell it, it's mine Me'achshav Bedam, Malalu. Memel, it's a Kenyan. Memel, then it's Shayin Ribbis. So you see, from the Ravid was bothered by this kasha. The Ramban, Rashba, Ridva, Muki Yosef, they all say this nekud that even if the Kenyan's not chal, the mekach doesn't mean anything. It's not a valid sale. It's still ribbis because you said it. That's what you made up. When you make up an inyan of ribbis and you do the inyan of ribbis, even if it's not chal, they say it's a ribbis. But the Ravid obviously was not the way. The Ravid had a kasha. How does it work? It's an asmachta. And the Ravid says to him, "I'm Me'achshav." It's mashman the Ravid that calls man. If it wouldn't work, it wouldn't be considered ribbis. You have to know what he does with the kasha of Paiskan Ala Peiris. It also is a kinyan which doesn't work. But that's what the Ravid says. The Magen Mishnah is also masking to the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah says, and the Ravid says, "So good. The Ram didn't get into this. The Ram didn't get into it. The Ram wrote Hilchos Asmach and Dinim Bechiri. You'll get it from there." But Smash and the Magen Mishnah also agreed to the Ravid's Asaga. So Kumtai Samachlaikis, that the Rishayim and the Ramban Raj Ritva hold, even if it's not a valid Kenyan, it's still considered ribbis, and the Ravid Vaisis holds not. It wouldn't be considered ribbis unless it has a Pesatayk of a Chayshim Mishpat, the Kenyan. Now the Ravid's plan to say it's Me'achshav is also a Bissel Shver. Taisis, the Banim Taisis on the Amid and the Ritva is also Mavur that way. They hold if you say Me'achshav, it's Bechal not ribbis. If you say Me'achshav, it's not ribbis, because you're Manim Shach. If the guy doesn't want to sell it, so there's no ribbis, he just pays back the chayiv. If the guy wants to sell it, so kumtes the chayiv happened, the kinyan happened Me'achshav, so vayit, it's not ribbis. It's a sale, Me'achshav, for a cheaper price. If you don't say Me'achshav, so the pshat is still now was alva. If you don't want to sell it, so you don't know any ribbis. That's why it's only Sarechet ribbis, like the Gemara says. If you want to sell it, then you have to sell it for a cheaper price. The Kum Dais is selling for the cheaper price is ribbis. But it's Sarechet ribbis. Whether it's ribbis or not depends if Itaka wants to sell it. But if you say Me'achshav, so it's Nimitzad is ribbis. If he doesn't want to sell it, so Kum Dais, he doesn't have to pay any ribbis, he pays back the Chayiv. If he wants to sell it, Kum Dais was never a Chayiv. Me'achshav was a Mechira. That's what Taisus holds Klai in their Dvoso. But the Ravid Vaisis holds not the way. The Ravid, the Magen Mishnah Vaisis, they hold that even when you say Me'achshav, the Balt, I guess it's Mechzik Ribbis, the Balt, he gave it B'Teiris Halva, and there was one sad that was going to be Halva. The only sad that it will be in Mechira is if you sell Me'achshav. So even though that's the only sad of Ribbis, but it looks like Ribbis, it looks like you're giving Ebbis Bezel because of Halva. As it happens, Zagan and the Ravid. So Kumdai says, Ishmuzin Rishayim and Machlaikis Rishayim, when you don't say Me'achshav is called Ribbis, and that the Machlaikis is, because there the Kenyan's not binding, and the Shalas is called Ribbis when the Kenyan's not binding. The Ramban, Rash, Mitvon, Mukyesev say it's called Ribbis even though the Kenyan's not binding. The Sagas arrive in the Magamishas also seems to be Maskim holds that once the Kenyan's not binding, it won't be called Ribbis. And then you have another Shmuz. If you say Me'achshav in this case, is that Ribbis? The Ravid learns this case is a case of Me'achshav. Vaisis, even when you say Me'achshav, it's ribbis. The Ramban was also mashed to me that if you say Me'achshav, it also would be ribbis. But Taisis and Dvar hold not the way. They hold if it's Me'achshav, Avanda, it's not a chayiv v'chlal. So Shtigl Chiddush, you could say that even when you say Me'achshav, but since Metchila was a chayiv, was supposed to be a chayiv, you only turned the Mefrei into a Mechira, so Me'mele blinds ribbis as a mechzik ribbis. So that's a two machlokes sin. If you don't say Me'achshav is a ribbis, and there the shail is, because if you don't say Me'achshav zicha, the t'nai is not binding, chayshemish, but the t'nai is not binding. And the shail is a ribbis anyway, because that's what you made up, and to do what you made up in ribbis is considered ribbis, even though it's not binding. So that's one machlokes. If you don't say Me'achshav, the Ramban, Rashi, Ridvan, Mukyesef hold its aser, and the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah holds its mutter. And you have the second machlokes. If you say Me'achshav, there the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah, and I think the Mishmaris and Ramban is also, that even Me'achshav is usher in this case, even though L'chayr it's not alva, Mimanushach. If he doesn't want to sell, there's no ribbis. If he does want to sell, it's not alva. He said Me'achshav. But the Raiv and the Magen Mishnah, the Ramban, they hold it's Osir anyway. Taisus and their Dva hold it's not Ribbis. The Raiv holds it's Osir. The Gois Mordechai holds a third Shita. He holds a Me'achshav is Mutter. He says Mefurish. Me'achshav is Mutter. So Gois Mordechai said, Ice tough lime at Dalit. He holds a Me'achshav is Mutter. But he also holds that if it's not binding, it's Mutter. He also holds if it's not binding, it's Mutter. So what's the case of the Gemara Manushach? If it's me'akshav, it's mutter because it's not alva. If you don't say me'akshav, it should be mutter because it's not binding. Zogdegayis Mordechai, the pshat is, it's a case where you said klar that the t'nai should be, even if he gets a higher price. That Gemara Nevei Dezorah we read ice that says that when someone offered a higher price, it's not considered a good t'nai, you say zuzi and su. Like we explained, he didn't mean in a case where he's going to need it for the money. He didn't realize that he'll need the money. The Tanai didn't cover this case where he needs the extra money and he's going to get more money for the field. But let's say he says, Lehedya, no matter what the price of the field is, no matter how much money I could get from anybody, I'm still going to sell it to you for the cheaper price. So if you set it, Lehedya, call Tanai, Shabbat Mamun Kayim, and the mail would work. So Me'el Lagai Yismael Chayos, both of these things are mutter. If you say Me'akshav, it's mutter because it's not alva. If you don't say Me'akshav, if you don't read Ice Klai, the Tanai should be an Ola, if it's mutter because the Tanai is not binding. He holds also that when the Tanai is not binding, it's not Ribbis. So Me'el, he's exercising the case where you read Ice with a Klarkite, that the Tanai should be an Ola, and there shouldn't be a Tain of Zuzi and Su. Only that case will be an Issa Ribbis. That's the sheet of the Lagai Yismael. Now, there's another interesting machlokes in Ramban and Rashba in the sugya. Interesting machlokes. He made up a t'nai. He lent money and he made a t'nai. When you want to sell your field, you have to sell it to me with a cheaper price. Sukta gemara, it's aser. What if by the time he wants to sell the field, that price that he made up was taka the price of the field? What would you do in that case? Do you say that good? When he made up the t'nai, when he made up that if I ever want to sell a field, I'm going to have to sell it to you at the cheaper price. So that's a cheaper price for the alva, that's ribbis. But when it came l'maisa, that was talking the price of the field. He said the dam malalu, and real estate went down, and now that's not talking the price of the field. So is it still going to be ribbis? There are banals, yeah. There are banals that since at the time it exceeds those ribbis, it remains ribbis. And the rajbols, no. The rajbols, l'maisa is not ribbis. You can't ask her, it's Lamaisa, it's not Ribbis. As I tell you, the Rashba. So the Chavis Das, in Simon Kufay and Dalad, he says that the Pshat and the Ramban is because Bosim Mikar Azlina. We had a Gemara earlier, that let's say you said like this, you made up, I'm lending you Ava, and you have to pay me extra, but the commodity that you lend ended up becoming worth less. So it ended up lebesayif being the same price. The Gemara's case was that you lent 100 zuz for 120, but the 100 zuz was originally the 100 zuz is worth a sixth, and afterwards it's worth a fifth. So it ends up the 120 at the end is worth the same as the 100 in the beginning. So we paskin basim ikar as lina. We paskin that ribis tzutzel l'chayra. So the Chayyah, you see, if B'shas Tzitza was Ribbis, that's going to make it Ribbis. So here also, since B'shas Tzitza, the field wasn't worth that much, so you made Tzitza's Ribbis, it's going to be Ribbis. But Tain at the Shardaya, the end of the Shar Mishpat, the Shardaya, Tain is on the Chavis Das, it's not similar. There, the whole Chayyah, we go Basim Ikara. So when you lend 100, you owe him back 100. You made up 120, that 20 is Ribbis. Either 120 is worth the same as the 100 is before. But you don't own the Shavius. You don't owe him the Shavius. You owe him the amount that he gave you. So Lamaisa, even the Besayfet's Ribbis, you're supposed to pay him back 100. Either 100 is worth less, good, you're supposed to pay him back less. You're not supposed to pay back the thing itself. I mean, you're supposed to pay back only the thing itself. You're not supposed to pay back the Shavius. So you pay him 120, even Lamaisa is considered Ribbis. Even though it's worth the same as the 100 was worth before, but that's not what you owe him. You don't owe him the 100 that he gave before. You don't owe him the value of the 100 that he gave before. You owe him 100. You owe him taka less. So you give an extra 20, it's ribbis tzutza. But here, I lent you money, and you have to give me back this field at the lower price, but now it's not the lower price. So you're paying me back what I lent you. You're paying me back exactly what I lent you. We made up that you're going to have to give me a discount on the field. It ends up not being a discount. But what you're paying me back is what I lent you. There you're paying me back more than what I lent you. Even though it's worth the same amount, but that's not what I'm mechuyev. I'm mechuyev the amount that I'm mechuyev what you lent me. I'm not mechuyev the value of what you lent me. So I pay back more to b'sutza. Hashem came here. You lend me $1,000. And you say that if you want to sell the field that's worth $1,500, you have to sell it to me for $1,000. But how much do I owe? I owe $1,000. Now the field is not worth $1,000. Why can't I give you the field for $1,000? That's what the field is worth. It didn't end up to be ribbis altogether. Basim Yikar is a pshat that I lend you 100, which is worth more. And now you're giving back 120, which is worth the same as the 100, but you're only mechuyev to give me 100. Thus tied the Shaideya. He tells it to also, there's an interesting taz in Siman Kufa and Gimel Sifkat and Yad Aleph. Let's say you prepay for an item, and in Meila you get the item for a cheaper price, but by the time it comes to paying back the item, it's taka worth the price you paid for. You paid $100, so you're going to get an item that's worth $150, but the time he delivers the item went down, it's taka worth $100. The Taz says that it's also, he's medayikit from Matthias. But the Shaideya holds that you can't say it's usur, because that's what you owe him. You gave $100, you owe him $100. You give him a product worth $100. How could that be usur? Tiny's even there, Rambam would hold that's mutter. Chavis Nasdei also says that that's mutter. It's different than Basim Ikara. Basim Ikara, that's, I don't owe him that much. So mail it through this. Mashenkin, if I owe him this much, even though B'shas Tzitza, I gave him a discount on the thing, but when it came, B'shas Tzitza, it's not a discount, that is what the thing is worth. That can't be Ribbis. That's like the Rajba, like the Ramban, the Afshtein. The Ramban holds, here it's different, Mistama, because the whole thing that I'm selling you to field only came at a Tanai, and originally it was a Tanai of Ribbis. The Afshtein, the Ramban. Al-Kapanim, that's the Machalikas Ramban and Rajba. Now, one more nekuda on this sugya. The Braisa said that if the deal was that when you want to sell it, you have to sell it to me b'dam malalu for a reduced price. So then, like we're saying, it's ribbis. But if the original deal was that you're selling it b'shavyeyan, then it's mutter. Lending you money, and the deal is whenever you want to sell this field, you have to sell it to me at the correct price, at the market price, that's mutter. So this brings us into halachic concept, the Shmuzin Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Kuf Samach. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, Sifra of Gimel and Siman Kuf Samach. He says like this, if you have a worker, let's say you have a plumber, he's lending someone money, and he says, this is the deal, I'll lend you money, you have to pay me back the money, and also any plumbing job that you have to give it exclusively to me. I need exclusive rights on all your plumbing work, and I'll give you the regular price. Zog the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, that's Aser. That's considered Ribbis, even though he's not charging a higher price for the plumbing. He just wants that whenever you need a worker that I can do your work, you have to hire me. That's Aser. His Raya is from the Rosh. The Rosh says if a Kayin goes and lends money and says, I'll lend you money, and the Tanai is that all the Chumas that you have to give exclusively to me. Can't give to any other Kayin. So even though he has to give the Chuma anyway, all you're getting is it's going to him instead of anyone else. That's also called ribbis. And the Rosh says like this, if you hold Taiva Sana'a Mammon, if you hold that you're allowed to sell the right to give it to a specific kain for money, Taiva Sana'a is Mammon, so then it's ribbis Ksutza, because that I have to give it to you is a Mammon. And Taiva Sana'a Mammon means that I'm giving you a Mammon by making you the exclusive kain. It's ribbis Ksutza, it's ribbis Deraisa. If you hold Taiva Sana'a ain't a Mammon, so it's not considered a mum, and I can't sell the right to give it to this kain. It's a male, it's not ribbis tuzah, but it's avak ribbis, it's ribbis derabanan, it's aser either way. Hazag de beisheisef, who would in here? This is called tevis hana. I have to get a worker anyway, but if I'm going to have to give all the work to you, give you all my jobs, that's a shayin tevis hana. And the male, it's aser, and the Ramah says, if we hold tevis hana mum, it's a shalami baskin. If we hold tevis hana mum, it's ribbis ksutza. The Taz, Agamari says, well, first, not that way. Agamari says, I'm lending you money, and I'm making up that if you want to sell the field, you have to sell it to me, b'shavya, in the right price, that's not ribbis. as long as l'maisa you're getting the right price for it, even though you have to sell it to me, it's not ribbis. So who then also, as long as l'maisa you're going to pay the right price for the work, even though you have to give me the job, it also shouldn't be ribbis. What's the chiluk? He says, chuma is very different. Chuma is a free thing. Chuma, you're getting a tremendous amount from it. Navas, the guy has to give it to some kayin. But the fact that he chose you, you're getting free chuma. So that's called taivis hana. Taivis hana is mamon chivis ksutsa. Taivis hana is mamon chivis derabanan. But that's a taivis hana. Mashenkin here, you're giving him, he's paying for the value. He's giving the work for the money that you're paying him. He's not getting anything for free. Navas, instead of giving it to someone else, you have to give it to him. But lamais, he's not getting anything for free. That should be mutter. And he says, as I state in the Zer Gemara, that if he's going to get the field for the right price, that's mutter. That's Taina Tataz. He says he's not sure. He says, this is what he would say. He would say it's a heter gam. It doesn't pass in the way Bibirus. But the Achrayim defend the psak of the Mecham and the Ramah. And they're basically three terutzim, three chalukim that I found. They're all life and art. Three chalukim between the case of giving a worker all the jobs that you have, or selling him the field. If you want to sell the field, you have to sell it for him at the right price. First thing the Kudas Kesef says, here is different because it's a mashkin. You're selling him a mashkin at the right price. I'm not sure what he means. He doesn't explain why a mashkin should be different. But the second chiluk he makes is like this. He says it's very different selling an item or hiring a worker. A worker needs panasa. A worker needs business. A worker that doesn't get hired, obviously, if he made this tonight, obviously he's not getting enough business. He wants to get more business. The more business he gets, the more money he makes this year. So you are benefiting him. You're giving him money. You're giving him business, even though he's giving you the service for it. But if you don't hire him, so garnish, he's not going to be able to have parnosa for that day. He's going to have less parnosa. You're giving him parnosa. When you're selling a field, you're not giving him anything. You're selling him a field, he's paying the price. It's the fair market price. It's an investment. He's not getting anything. He's not increasing his wealth at all. Mashenkin, a worker, if you make an exclusive thing that you have to hire this worker is going to get more money. If he's going to get more money, that's why it's ribbis. Lefi zeh, it comes out, lefi this shach, lefi the second teres hakapanim, lefi nekudas hakesef, the shach, that you're allowed to lend money. And as long as it's not the pshat, as long as it's not work, as long as you're allowed to lend money and say that if you ever want to sell your car, you ever want to sell something, you'll sell it to him at the correct price, that'll be mutter. But the Chavis Das has a whole new teretz. The Chavis Das says the reason why it's mutter here is because it turns out it's not really alva. He says like this. He says, loy mi boy like the Rishayim, we spoke about this earlier, that hold that the Gemara is talking about me'achshav. So then it's really not alva altogether. I mean, Manav Shach, like we said, if he pays back the money, he pays back the money. He decides to sell the field, so fakir. And it turned out it was never alva. It was payment for a field, and he received the field right away. It wasn't even prepayment. So it's really a little bit shver, even when he's meizel gabe, even when he gives him a deduction on the price, it's a little bit shver why it's ribbis. But I'll upon him, when it's the same price, avad, it's not ribbis. So if you hold this me'akshav, it's zuchen ad adinyin. But he says, even if you all like the Rishonim had learned, it's not me'achshav. But v'nishvi, on the tzadi decides to sell the field, the money that he received was the payment for the field. He just got the money earlier. And he's giving the field for the correct price. So he's not giving anything extra for getting the money earlier. So it's not alva. By the case of the work of the pshat is alva. You're getting cash, and you have to give back the entire alva. And besides of paying back the alva, you have to hire him whenever you need a worker. That's ribbis. Mashenkin here, you're not getting the cash back. You're giving cash and you're getting a field. And you're getting the field for the correct price. For whatever the price is worth at the time. So it ends up with just the mechira. It was a mechira with a prepayment without any ribbis at all. That's why it's mutter. But lefin l'chavis nasa comes out that if it's alva, that you have to do two things. You have to pay back the alva. And if you ever want to sell a certain item, you ever want to sell your car, you have to sell it to me at the correct price, it would be yasser. Because the Chavis Das says, whatever a guy would pay for is ribbis. So if a guy would pay for the right, that whenever you want to sell the car, you have to sell it to him, even if he'd pay a pruta for it. But as long as he would pay for it, it's worth something to him, so that's ribbis. A worker, vada, he would pay for the right, that whenever you have to hire a worker, you have to hire him. So that's ribbis. But it's only when you have a halva and you're giving him this extra. Mashen can hear when you say kishatirzu limko lesimkam li ela b'shavyein. So then it's not a halva, and besides that, I have to sell you a field. That's the transaction. It could be a halva, but if you want to sell your field, then it's a mechir of the field, even if it's not me'akshah, but al-kaponim, I'm prepaying for the field, and I'm not getting anything extra for it, because I'm getting the field for the right price. That's why it's not ribbis. So it comes in a big nafkamin al-alacha, we pass kind of like the mechab and the ramah, that a worker is not allowed to lend money al-manas, that because I'm lending you money, whenever you need a worker, you have to hire me. And it might even be ribbis tzutz, like the ramah says, but the shayla is legabe selling an item, lefi the teretz of the shach, it's only by a worker, because he's going to get more money that way. He's going to get richer that way. So mel, that's why it's ribbis. But selling an item won't be called ribbis. Lefi the chavis das, if you have to pay back the loan, and also sell the item whenever you want to sell the item exclusively to him, that would be ribbis. It's only not ribbis here, because it becomes a mechira, like we explained.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.